ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசு ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. ஆயுதகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 32, தி கிஃப்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ராமச்சந்திரா. தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Lakshmana could not contain himself for joy when he heard that Rama was about to bestow his vast wealth upon the Brahmanas. Besides, the wildest hopes were realized in that Rama consented to take him along. Lakshmana sought Suyajna in his home and found him in the hall of fire. Bending himself in low reverence before him, he said, "Friend, come with me to the house of my brother Rama, and you will have a chance of beholding him perform an act that none in the world will ever dare to dream of." Suyajna finished his morning rites and offerings of the prayer and followed Lakshmana in haste to Rama's palace, rich with the wealth of the worlds. Rama and Sita came forward with excited pleasure to meet the wise one. With joined hands, they went around him in reverence and bowed low, even as to the sacrificial fire that gives light and life. Armlets of gold, gems strung on gold cords, earrings, bracelets, wristlets, and many a rare stone and gem did Rama lay at the feet of Vasishtha's son. Then Sita whispered to her husband, who raised his eyes to the sage and said, "Friend, Sita desires to make a present to your worthy lady of this garland of gold, this chain curiously wrought, and this gem-encrusted zone. I pray you accept this trifle. Besides, she would request your lady to accept these bracelets and armlets of curious and marvelous workmanship on the occasion of her departure to live in the woods. This bed, rich with gold and gems, with its costly canopy, she would add to the other gifts. Be it mine to pray your acceptance of Shatrunjaya, the gem of elephants, sent me as a present by my uncle and 1,000 others to keep it company." Suyajna signified his gracious consent and invoked heaven's highest blessings on the head of the noble pair. Then, as the Ancient of Days, Brahma, lays his commands on the Lord of Celestials, Rama turned to his brother with a loving heart and said, "Maharishi Agastya's son and Vishwamitra's son entreat their presence here, beg their acceptance of countless gold, silver, gems and kine, as much as they would have, even as a thrifty husbandman water the sprouting corn with fostering floods. A saintly Brahmana, the chief of those that study the Taittiriya Sakya of the Yajurveda, goes over every day to my mother's palace and respectfully invokes the blessings of heaven upon her. He is deeply versed in sacred lore and in the inner mysteries thereof. Present him with conveyances, servants, maids, silk and shawls until he is satisfied. Against, there is Chitraratha, our counselor and charioteer, who has been connected with our house for countless years. Give him corn, wine, gems and robes until he cries no more. Again, there are many celibates under my protection who have devoted themselves to the study of the Katha and the Kalapa portions of the Veda. They are too busy to trouble themselves with providing for their earthly wants. They are by nature slow and love dainty fare. Yet they have won the approbation of the elders by their exemplary conduct. Set apart for them 80 carriages filled with precious stones and ornaments, 1,000 bulls to carry the corn, 200 oxen to plow their land, and 1,000 kine to supply them with milk, curds, and ghee. A numerous band of celibates who wear sacred girdles wait upon my mother Kaushalya in hopes of getting married through her bounty. Give them everyone 1,000 kine to rejoice my mother's heart." And Lakshmana dispensed with his own hands the numerous gifts of wealth and corn, gold and gems, kine and horses, as liberally as a lord of riches, Kubera. Then Rama addressed himself to the crowd of dependents and retainers who stood by and wept aloud and made ample provision for every single one of them to live happily. "I look to you to take care of the mansions wherein I and Lakshmana have dwelt till I come again." He called to him his treasure keeper and ordered him to have his wealth and treasure brought out. The servants placed it before him in huge heaps. Rama and Lakshmana bestowed them upon Brahmana lads, old men, and the needy until they had enough. Then there approached Rama, a Brahmana of the clan of Rishi Garga, and his name was Trijata. All tawny was his body through want and poverty. He toiled in the woods with axe and spade, hoe and reaping hook in hand, and meeting himself, his wife, and numerous progeny by gleaning the ears of corn that lay in the field after the reapers had left. His young wife pointed to their numerous offspring and said to the old man, "My dear Lord, how long, oh how long are we to be ground down under the iron heel of poverty? Throw aside your axe, your plow, and your spade, and listen to my counsel. Let us betake ourselves to Rama's presence. If it be our lot to be blessed with a little wealth, there is no wiser course than to pray for his kindness, who is Dharma incarnate." It seemed to him good advice, and arranging his rags about him as well as he could, he and his family came to Rama's palace. No one stayed the Brahmana till the fifth block of apartments, for his spiritual luster resembled that of the patriarchs Bhrigu and Angiras. He approached Rama and said, "O prince, your bright flame illumines the ends of the earth. I have a large family to feed, and scant living in the woods is all I can provide for them. I glean the ears of the corn left in the fields by the reapers and feed these babes. Cast an eye of pity on me." Said Rama to himself, "This Brahmana is the sport of poverty. Verily, he has numerous offspring. I would have an idea of his desire for wealth, and half in jest, he replied to him with a smile, "Reverend sir, not even the first thousand of my countless kind has been bestowed in charity. I pray you throw the staff in your hand with all your strength, and a kind from here to the spot where it falls are yours." At once the Brahmana, in eager haste, wound his cloth around his loins, wove the staff over his head, and threw it with all his might. It fell in the midst of the herds of kine grazing peacefully on the farther banks of the river Sarayu. Then Rama fondly embraced the Brahmana and ordered the countless heads of kine to be driven back safe to the abode of Trijata, and said, "Holy sir, I crave your pardon. Let not your noble heart be offended. I but desire to have some idea of your matchless strength and energy, and propose to you this curious test of it. It was meant in jest, and I pray you to take it as such. Command me further if I can be of any use to you. Nay, speak freely, for I have acquired the wealth of mine solely in trust for the Brahmanas. If it should find favor in the eyes of the great ones and be deemed to fit for use by them, I am richer by boundless fame and joy." Trijata and his wife accepted the gift of kine, and a full heart and overflowing called down the blessings of heaven upon Rama and prayed for his fame, strength, happiness, and compassion to always increase. Next, he distributed his righteously earned wealth among his friends and dependents with every mark of respect and affection. There was none among the crowds gathered there, Brahmanas or friends who were not Brahmanas, or servants who were neither Brahmanas nor friends, or the needy poor who were none of these, but were rewarded with presents to the limit of their deserts and desires. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.